Top drug dealers send letters to Mexican news outlets in fentanyl blame game. By Cartel Chronicles on May 24, 2023. Sinaloa cartel leaders and a former top leader sent conflicting letters to Mexican news outlets regarding who is to blame for fentanyl smuggling into the United States. The leaders of the Sinaloa cartel and one of their former top lieutenants, who is believed to be under witness protection in the U.S., sent letters to news outlets in Mexico regarding who is to blame for the current fentanyl crisis. The Sinaloa leaders claim not to be tied to the deadly drug. Their former lieutenant says the Sinaloa cartel leaders are responsible for everything. The issue began this month when Los Chapitos, or the sons of jailed Sinaloa cartel kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera, sent a letter to Milenio News in Mexico. In the letter, they claimed that they were not involved in the production or distribution of fentanyl and that they were not the leaders of the Sinaloa cartel. In recent days, Thomas Omini Lic Lopez Serrano, a former Sinaloa cartel lieutenant, surrendered to U.S. authorities after an internal struggle within the cartel led to the arrest of his father, a top ally of El Chapo. In the first letter, the four sons of El Chapo, Ivan Guzman Salazar, 40, Alfredo Guzman Salazar, 37, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, 36, and Ovidio Guzman Lopez, 33, claim that the cartel is made up of several groups and they are not in charge of them. Por primera vez en la historia del cartel de Sinaloa, Los Hijos de El Chapo, Los Chapitos, se comunican, a través de una carta enviada a Otsucinales 10, por parte el abogado de la familia. Aquí la presentamos por su relevancia periodística pic.twitter.com/sifnsnxofr. Azucena Aresti, at Otsucinao, May 4, 2023. The letter came after a mid-April announcement by the U.S. Department of Justice regarding multiple indictments against Los Chapitos. The announcement blamed the group for the brunt of the current opioid overdose crisis in the U.S., which officials claim is fueled by fentanyl. As Breitbart Texas reported, government officials claimed that Los Chapitos would use humans to test their drugs so as to not kill too many. The group would also use tigers to kill and dispose of the bodies of their rivals. In his letter, which he sent to various news outlets, Damaso Lopez Serrano claimed that Los Chapitos were lying and they in fact were responsible for the production of fentanyl and were the main leaders of their faction within the Sinaloa cartel. In the letter, Lopez claimed to know Los Chapitos better than most and that their prior actions helped show that they were lying. He claimed that Los Chapitos would often have others take the blame for their actions and most recently had tried to make it seem like a recent fentanyl seizure belonged to Sinaloa cartel's current top leader Ismael El Mayo Zambada. Lopez claimed that Los Chapitos leaders are responsible for the murder of famed Mexican journalist Javier Valdez, a crime for which Lopez himself has been named as the main suspect who ordered the hit. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.